Welcome to the Tune It Budget Podcast, your source for insights into financial wellness. Today, we're diving into Put Your Wife First, Avoid the Debt Cliff. At TuneItBudget.com, home of the Tune It Budget Worksheet Planned and Candid Conversation Memos, we offer resources that simplify budget life planning. We encourage discussions about real-life challenges affecting our finances. Don't forget to submit your own candid conversation memo at TuneItBudget.com. Let's get started. Your wife. Put your wife first and never become divorced. Boys, this one is for you, so listen up and please pay attention. Start with a personal inventory of your life. Is it about you or her? So which is it? Me, 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 and more, or, speaking of your wife, you, and your. Maybe a little bit of each, right? The first approach is obviously self-centered and points inward toward you. The latter suggests you value first the well-being of your wife and points outward. Most men, or way too many, don't get it. What makes a marriage happy? Because too many of you are outright stinky, if that makes sense. Being selfish is another word for stinky. Maybe it takes years of decades to learn this lesson of always putting your wife first. It's how a couple becomes very happy in marriage, and in your own life too. But hopefully you already know this if you're fortunate enough to be married. Maybe you already make your wife's happiness the greatest purpose of your life. If so, you are most happy, and you know it. Otherwise, you may be feeling comfortable being miserable with the me and more approach, rather than living the you and your approach in favor of your wife. How long has your wife been patiently enduring with you and your me and more approach? Probably long enough. Yes, it is time for a change, even if you don't feel 100% like you're wired for something like this. Men are slow learners sometimes, that's for sure. Please don't ever give up on your spouse. Where do you fit as the self-inventory on the best approach that describes you today? Do you think you can change? There's nothing that says you can't be gentle and humble and respectful and kind and put her first in your life above all else, above everything. Yes, even that blank, whatever you're thinking of. She and your Tune-A Budget Worksheet Plan will love you for it. Real joy and happiness by becoming gentle and humble, respectful, kind, and taking action. Doing something, right? The greatest joy and satisfaction in life comes when you put your wife first in your life and you becoming gentle, humble, respectful, and kind. Increasingly, your Tune-A Budget Worksheet Plan will likely become even more healthy and prosperous and give yourself to your wife's happiness. There are countless opportunities every day all around you to focus your time and attention on the needs and wants of your wife and family. If you say that you're broke, how about a genuine smile, a sincere good morning, a willing, let me get that door for you? How about a, no, you first, please? How about some other kind word or two? An expression of love? Maybe being the first to clean up the house and go do the dishes if they're laying there? Like, all these things. Making her a royal bath? The list has got to be endless. Now, being happily married, should be the number one priority. Most likely, society today begs to differ with you putting your wife first ahead of yourself or even getting married in the first place, right? All too often, the forces out there tend to pull the husband or this man and even the father away from the home and family, whether it's the bar, football, golf, fishing, sports, work, whatever. Too many men, however, are not even in a position to know what this even means, as they have yet to be married in the first place. Too many women desire to be happily married, but are not yet married. Being happily married should be a man and a woman's number one priority in their lives above all other considerations. That includes job, money, careers, transportation, education, etc. Marriage should be their number one priority. Putting one's spouse, we're talking about your wife here, ahead of yourself will make sure the marriage remains happy and as far away from the divorce cliff as possible. Your spouse is the most important individual in the world to you, ahead of parents, children, anyone, or anything. She should be the one you treat the very best. You should see her well-being with your life 100% all in, above everything and anyone. She and everyone should know that too. Getting and staying happily married should be your number one priority. In a minute, I want to talk about a nuclear fusion happiness experiment, okay? Let's dive in a little bit. So take a few minutes to ponder yourself putting your wife before yourself, before everything and everyone. And what does that really mean? You might say, well, my wife doesn't treat me that way, so I'm not going to. Baloney, right? Get over it. Who cares? So what if your wife is not putting you first? Do you really have to be first anyway? Like, who do you think you are? Do you want to change all this nonsense and the contention that comes with it? But wait, we digress. Do you have any idea of what can happen and what will happen when you put her happiness first? Do you really have a clue? Have you seen or felt, like I was saying, the brilliance of nuclear fusion happiness lately? Again, can you just suck it up for a while and try a free nuclear fusion happiness experiment? Okay, the next time you see your wife, try something different. I'm going to give you a list of a few things that are free to do, these little tasks that show that you're trying to put her first. And the last thing you do is expect anything in return. If you do, you don't get this. Rather, this is about you actually becoming more gentle and humble and respectful and kind. Again, this is a process, so it's not one and done, so don't mess it up. These things take time and raw sincerity, real effort. And basically, it's a 24/7 thing, not a one and done. Start to put these or your own things into your daily routine. If your wife will not let you try or otherwise accept these things, well, then you're on your own to come up with some other better ideas, right? But keep trying. First, you're going to be learning. You're learning now, at least hopefully becoming more aware or being reminded. And then you do these things. You do them regularly, 24/7. And then you become, okay? That's how you become more gentle and kind and humble and so forth. You experience, therefore, greater happiness than you've ever experienced. It truly becomes nuclear fusion, brightness, happiness. Again, this learn and do and become formula, it will work. If you go down this list with me here, you'll discover that they all show her, these little tasks, they all show her that you're putting her first. And you'll get the idea here in a second. If you believe in a hereafter, remember the things that last forever are basically free, like the things that we're going to be talking about here in a second. They don't hurt your budget at all. You've heard that people must leave everything here when they die. If you believe in an afterlife, rest assured, like these things we're going to be talking about now, that you get to take these things when you die. Why or how? Because they helped you to become the happy person that you are or that you'll be, the person that's laid to rest, right? Everything that costs you money stays here when you die. That's for darn sure. So let's see how these everlasting opportunities, let's just call these everlasting opportunities, shall we? This short ad is sponsored by the Debt Crisis Problem Podcast. Attention listeners, please join us at tuneabudget.com to tune into the Debt Crisis Problem Podcast, where in plain English we discuss the 20 risks that could soon fuel a serious economic downturn. We explore these critical risks and offer practical insights for navigating financial uncertainty. Join us for thought-provoking discussions that encourage transparency and awareness. Subscribe now to stay informed and be ready for whatever comes next. Okay, remember we talked about the opportunity list? Okay, these are things that you can actually show her that she is first in your life. So this is consistency, 24/7. You learn these things, you do them, and then you become the gentle and kind person, respectful and all that. and avoid all the contention, anger, and fighting and things like that, the selfishness and the pride, okay? And it leads to this nuclear fusion type happiness. I guarantee it. Okay, let's look it down. let's go through a few of these. Pick her up off her feet and swirl her around when you first see her after work. Look her in the eyes and tell her she is the most beautiful girl in the world, often. Tell her every day that you love her with all your heart. Tell her that the purpose of your existence is to make her happy. Tell her thank you for everything she does for you and how much you appreciate her. And then you can treat her with tremendous respect and love by, like, opening the car door for her, regardless of how old you are. Make sure there are fresh flowers on the kitchen bar all the time if you can. Leave some sweetheart notes yourself where she'll see them. Make her a really nice clean bath with a candle lit and lights are down, a fresh towel, and her favorite perfume in the air. Okay, get ready for this one. Ask her in all seriousness how you can be a better husband and father if you're a father. And be sure to repeat her feedback so there's real communication. Shock her and even write it down in front of her. Willingly ask the so-called willingly help with the so-called household tasks. Anything she may be inclined to do herself? Suggest going on a walk together. No phones, no headphones, but holding hands. Here you go. Never, ever, 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 ever again raise your voice with her. Ever. Okay? Never, ever, 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 ever swear or say anything mean or cruel to her. Ever. Never, ever, 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 ever make fun of, gaslight, or embarrass her, ever. And when you step out of bounds, immediately apologize, often, for everything, and then some. Mean it. Repeat, right? Spend time together as often as possible, every day. Go on little trips and vacations together and as a family, too. Treat her like she's your forever sweetheart and look for every opportunity to pamper her. If she doesn't mind her feet being rubbed, put a bottle of lotion in bed with you, like in between the pillows, and make sure she gets a power foot rub each night before she goes to bed. If you practice religion that has prayer in it, pray together and express gratitude to have her at your side. You do all these things until she knows that she's the most loved woman in the world. Just always remember that she is your companion and your forever sweetheart. Put her first. Do whatever it takes so she clearly knows she is precious to you. Do it until she knows that she's the most loved woman in the world. And how will that affect your budget? When two people are like one, where they are all in for each other, there's nothing they can't do together. And the kids? How do you think they'll feel when they see your example? The feelings of love can literally be felt, and your family will prosper in many ways. Do you get this? And 99% of this is free, too. And it can start right now, tonight. So give this, let's call it a nuclear fusion happiness experiment. Give it a try, okay? As you continue to make her your true priority, you'll be so very happy, and she and the family will be happy too. Oh yes, and your financial well-being will likely improve very quickly. If you want to joke around with the topic of happiness, thinking true happiness can be found outside your relationship with her, wear yourself out, buddy. Your wife is the ultimate definition of happiness. And when the two of you come together as one, it's called nuclear fusion happiness, period. It starts with you. Now get busy. I have a few candid questions. Putting aside all the troubles in life for a second, Are you tired of the fight? And could you use a real jolt of nuclear fusion happiness? In your opinion, can you think of a better place to find the greatest happiness than with your wife? What are you willing to do to get it? Will you start today with this experiment? What do you think will happen to your financial well-being as a couple when your marriage is filled with real happiness and oneness? Can you think of a faster and less expensive way to become very happy than to put your wife ahead of you? Thank you for joining us. Today we explored Put Your Wife First, Avoid the Divorce Cliff, highlighting the importance of open conversations in financial wellness. We want to hear from you at tunabudget.com. Submit your own candid conversation memo and share your insights. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe for future podcasts. Until next time, visit tunabudget.com for your free Tuna Budget Worksheet Plan, the most powerful budget worksheet plan in the world, yours. Thanks again.